I see three aspects for our readings this weekend. In the reading from Exodus, as well as in the Gospel, we're encouraged to be persistent. We see the persistence of Moses in prayer, lifting his hands in intercession for the people of Israel before the Lord. Same with the poor widow who needs something and needs a judgment rendered. Even though the judge could care less about her or God, because of her persistence, he gives in. Unlike the judge, our God cares. Our God cares about each one of us deeply. He is greatly concerned with every one of us. It is never that God has no idea what's going on in our lives unless we tell him. He always knows every aspect of our life, good and bad, even before we ever came into existence. Prayer is our unifying force with God and God with us. It's that heart to heart, bringing us closer to the Lord, listening to him, he listening to us, our conforming to his will. We gather in prayer each time for Mass for bringing our petitions to the Lord, in praise and thanksgiving to him, and also in asking for forgiveness. In each of these ways of prayer, we are acknowledging who God is in our lives and how we understand ourselves in light of God's presence in our lives. In both examples that we hear in our reading today, we are being taught to be patient and persistent in prayer. And what we are is what we're asking from God really that important? Are we willing to continue to lift up these prayers before the Lord every day? Are these people, these interests, are they important to bring to him once, twice, 50 times, 100 times? I think for probably about 35 years, I've been praying for one intention. And 20 years ago, I stopped eating ice cream and petitioned to ask the Lord to grant the petition. It still hasn't been granted yet. Which leads me to the second aspect. Does God say no to us? If he said no, then why should I be persistent and patient in my prayer? I think it's that God sees so much more of our lives than we could ever see. And we bring to him many prayers, and they're all good prayers, I'm sure. Not that we're asking for a Mercedes-Benz or $1 million or whatever, but the things we're really bringing to him are important to us. But because God sees things better than we could ever see, the whole picture, God may say, we need to wait on this for a while. And maybe that's what he's saying with my petition for the past 30 years. We need to wait. This is not the right time. But when the time is right, it will be happening. I prayed for my mom and dad when they were ill, asking the Lord to please restore them to full health. But their sickness led to death. Does that mean God didn't answer my prayers, or God doesn't care about my prayers, or he said no to my prayers? God knows what's best for my parents as well as for all of us. And now, in heaven, they are perfect. They've been perfected because of God's grace and love and mercy. And one day, hopefully, if I'm living my life in conformity to God's will, then I will see them, and they'll be back with me again in the kingdom. The prayer would have been answered. It wasn't a time then, but in later days, it will come to pass. Which leads me now to my third aspect. When the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith upon the earth? And boy, I wonder about that every day more and more. I truly do wonder. My hope and prayer every day is for the conversion of all sinners, including myself, the conversion of our country, the church, and the world. Our Lord is constantly insulted, belittled, blasphemed. We show him lack of respect for the gift of life, to marriage, to sexuality, the sacraments, especially the Lord's presence in the Holy Eucharist. These crimes must scream to God in heaven. How can the people of God, how can people do this to the Lord after all he does for us? But I hope for us here and for many other faithful people around the globe, our prayers, our love for the Lord, our dedication, our devotion will show to him, yes, Lord, there are people who have faith on the world when you come back. And hopefully, maybe because of our prayers, we are converting the world. Other hearts might be changed because they see us in love with Christ and see something important about that, and they desire to change their ways and repent and believe. I encourage all of us, as St. Paul tells us, to be persistent to in season and out of season, to remain united with Christ in prayer, to lift up these things continuously to him in our morning offerings, in our prayer, in our rosary, uniting ourselves every time we come to Mass, the petitions that remain close to our hearts, the people who are important to our lives, and the things we need for the good of the world and the church, so that Christ will be there with us. St. Paul tells us in another letter to pray always. And so it is our constant aim to pray always, throughout the day, throughout the night, to lift our hands in prayer for all these intentions, knowing that the Lord is caring for us and by our side, and will see our love for him when he returns in glory.